or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final hour. I'll spend 30 more minutes on the history of the global crime syndicate and who they are and how they operate. Okay, so we've established you have these ancient construction guilds, mathematic guilds, secret knowledge guilds. Knowledge is power. They've got to keep that secret. And the most elite colleges were literally secret. And they had great power. And so they basically supplanted much of the royalty, intermarried with the royalty, as of about 200 years ago, accelerating through into the 20th century and now the 21st century. And their plan had always been, up until 100 years ago, roughly, it's really about 110 years ago, to set up a world government empire run out of London, England. But they learned there was massive resistance if the empire was out in the open. So they created financial institutions, private banking syndicates that already existed, but they created international bodies where they would, quote, give loans to third world countries at loan-sharking prices, pay off the dictators or controlled governments not to pay it off, then to sign over the country's infrastructures to them. Then it's just private business because, you know, you defaulted, now we own you. But added to all of this was H.G. Wells, one of the chief architects, I mean, someone who literally has charted so much of what we live under today. And H.G. Wells wrote more books of nonfiction than he wrote books of fiction. He's known for The Time Machine, and he's known for War of the Worlds and The Island of Dr. Moreau about genetic engineering. Undoubtedly a very brilliant individual. But he wrote other books. He wrote one of them, like 90 years ago, called The New World Order by H.G. Wells. You can see it at the library. It's online for free. Just type H.G. Wells, The New World Order, in, and we have the book on Infowars.com. I think 5 years ago we found it online and put a link to it. Who knows if that link's still there? But the point is you can find it online. And it's a nonfiction book. There's going to be a world government. There'll be no private property. It'll be run by a high priesthood of globalists. We will order your life. We will break up the family. Basically, and his other books cover forced vaccinations, forced drugging to make us behave. This is where Aldous Huxley, in 1934, wrote Brave New World. I mean, genetic engineering, drugging the population to control them. Now you see all that, and Huxley in 62 gave a speech saying, right before he died, by the way, let me tell you, this is all real. We're already putting wires into people's brains to control them. I've been in the facilities in England. My brother, you know, ran UNESCO at the UN, he said, Julian Huxley, United Nations Cultural and Educational Organization. This is the plan by 2000. This is a long-term strategia for a global empire to control you. He gave that at Berkeley. You can find that online. In fact, somebody's taken the audio and put it on YouTube with images. I played it, I think, 8 years ago on the radio, an hour of it. In fact, I'm planning to do that in the future. I'm really going to start focusing on this more on the history and who they are because we've had requests, and I know it's important. I tend to get caught up in the latest news. But we need to know who we're dealing with first to be able to understand and deal with all this. So, H.G. Wells, who was the progenitor of this, he goes and literally sells the intelligentsia and sells the royal family. And he was, again, futurist to the Queen. It's like a rock star by turn of the century before last, by 1900. Already one of the best-known men in the world, one of the most read men in the world, you know, writing literally dozens and dozens of bestsellers. It was all science fiction, though. His other books weren't bestsellers. So when we get back, we'll break down what he says they're going to do. And you're going to be stunned to see that almost everything H.G. Wells said they would do, they have done. We'll tell you about the couple things he said they would do that haven't been done yet, but that are on the drawing board and being implemented. It's all coming up on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
It's year after a year in production.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls coming up the final 30 minutes. Update with Dylan Avery as well on Loose Change Final Edition and its multi-million dollar funding. We'll be discussing that. All right, getting back to the globalists and how they operate, who they are, and then what their plan is, what they plan to set up. You've got this ongoing program of setting up a covert shadow world empire with the existing British Empire teaming up with some of the other fragmented and shrinking empires controlled by other European nations, with a secret core of secret societies, which, again, is interchangeable with secret services, intelligence agencies. That's just the old name, a secret society or secret service, what they called our first private intelligence agency that was public, or government intelligence agency that was public, the Secret Service. It's what it was called in England as well, the Queen's Service. So they've got this global mercantilism, they've got this banking system, they've got the way they control nations, and then these futurists come along with ways to control society. Pharmacological systems had developed, ways to drug populations. They'd already discovered a lot of things, could dumb down the public, could sedate the public. And H.G. Wells starts writing nonfiction books about how they could force-drug the public, have one-child policies, invade every sovereign nation, bring down sovereign nations, and bring it under this international order that would remain somewhat secret, that they would break the world into three regions, that each region would have 10 sub-regions. That's exactly how many regions we have. There's 10 regions in the U.S., 10 then sub-regions to the North American Union, then 10 larger sub-regions to the Pan-American Union. Same thing with the EU. I mean, literally, when these guys start a plan, they stick to it. They follow through. And people say, well, how can it go generation after generation? The families, the power structures, the money, the interest, the corporations don't die. It's like a university. University heads come and go, but the organization grows. And people want to build the organization's prestige and power because in the seats they sit in, from the lowest to the highest, they get more money and power and prestige and control out of the institution's prestige, power, and control. This is how bureaucracies operate. But there was a wedding of pseudoscience and futuristic ideas, which again, these secret societies that are into science and technology, they worship science and technology, had always been into. And H.G. Wells and a few others came up with the idea of world population reductions, of non-lethal weapons. If a city didn't submit to the world government, they would come in with knockout gas and knock them all out. And then he would simultaneously put it in fiction books, in his science fiction, to revelation of the method, convince the public and sell them on it through his books and through the plays and then movies that were made out of it. And that's why you can pick up a 1937 New York Times and it's got the U.S. with the 10 regions, now the 10 FEMA regions. This has been pushed. That's why when George Bush got up, senior, and said New World Order in 91, everybody's mouth dropped open who knew any history. Because the Romans had talked about a New World Order, the British Empire had talked about it, Hitler had talked about it, Stalin had talked about it, Mao had talked about it just last year. The Pope said we need a New World Order. The Communist Chinese and the Russians said we're going to have a New World Order, but we're going to control it. When you hear New World Order, that means World Empire. Then, as they did hundreds of years ago, selling people in Europe to revolt against the royalty, but not to supplant it and give the people power, but to just make themselves the new invisible royalty, which is even more effective. Today, they with the model UN at all the high schools, most of the private schools, they take the best and brightest. They go practice being UN delegates, UN ambassadors, secretary generals. They tell them, we're going to have world government to stop war. We're going to have world government to feed the hungry. We're going to have world government to stop global warming. We're all these great, and to fight abuse. And we're going to have world government to fight rogue America. Why, America's bad. It's out taking over and blowing up countries and invading. And if we have a world government, it can stop these rogues from doing this. Meanwhile, America is really controlled by the New World Order, and they're using us to go take over nations while at the same time blaming us for it and then later demonizing the U.S. and bringing down our sovereignty. They're very sophisticated. This is a formula, and they've written about it. They've said it. It's out in the open. So that's why I wanted to play a three-minute clip from Things to Come based on a book written decades before by H.G. Wells. Now, he wrote this almost 20 years before. Understand that. He wrote it what, right at the end of World War I. And in it, there is a Second World War that devastates things so badly that they finally get their world government. But then they use doublespeak and say, but it isn't really a world government, but if you don't do what we say, we're going to come drop gas on you that knocks you all out, and we're going to make you submit. We're going to have war, because we're against war, because you're a Tembot dictator, and we're running our operation out of Iraq. This was written in, 1919, and then made in a movie in 1937. This is so bizarre. It's like Albert Pike, the Supreme Grand Mason, in 1876, writing a book saying there's going to be three wars, the final one in the Middle East, bringing in world government. See, their League of Nations failed after World War I that the British engineered. That's now mainstream history. And so they're now saying, again, this is a 1937 movie, we need another war to finally bring in the one world government and end all war. So they're always claiming it's to end war, it's to end hunger, it's to end famine, when they're the prime engines, the progenitors, the prime movers in all of this. Problem, reaction, solution. And now, in this film, Things to Come, which is a propaganda film made prior to World War II, the movie shows a utopia vision after an apocalyptic war where the saviors of mankind come dressed as Nazi stormtroopers and stealth bombers. Looks just like a stealth bomber. dropping peace gas and taking over the world from sovereign nations to bring a Freemasonry of science. This is a sick vision which is promoted by many groups today, hoping for their new world order. The Nazis tried this out, and many others have come to do the same. Ironically, the future seat of the sick new world order is in the movie is Basra, Iraq, where the white men of the new world order develop their technology to subdue rogue nations. I have a link up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com to this clip that's on YouTube by the one of the best posters, I think, on there. Really proud of his work. And that, or her work, we don't know who they are, wrote that blurb about it, and it's totally accurate. And that is the Gatekeeper Invasion. That's his name. He's exposing the gatekeepers. So that's up there on YouTube. We have a link to it. And I saw the film years ago and had forgotten about it. I've since ordered a copy. We're going to play more lengthy clips because in the film they drop the gas to knock everybody out. Again, non-lethal weapons. I mean, think of it. This was written in 1919. In a movie in 1937. Their New World Order. Okay, everything this guy wrote about in his nonfiction books, they have implemented. All right, let's go ahead and go to Things to Come, 1937, based on H.G. Wells' film. Here it is, book.
So that's the sort of man your boss is. Not an unusual sight. Everywhere we find these little semi-military upstarts robbing and fighting. That's what endless warfare has led to. Brigandage. What else could happen? But we, who are all at the left of the old engineers and mechanics, have pledged ourselves to salvage the world. We have the airways, all that's left of them. We have the seas. And we have ideas in common. The brotherhood of efficiency. The Freemasonry of science. We're the last trustees of civilization when everything else has failed.
Where do you come from? Who are you?
Wings over the world.
Well, you know you can't come into a country like this in this fashion.
I'm here. Do you mind if I sit down?
And now, for the fourth time, who are you?
I tell you, wings over the world.
That's nothing. What government do you under?
Common sense. I belong to World Communications. We just run ourselves.
Yes. You run into trouble if you try and land here in wartime. What's the game?
Order and trade.
Trade, eh? Now look here, Mr. Aviator. Let's see how we stand. Come down to actuality. The way you swagger, you don't seem to realize you're under arrest. You and your machine.
You'll find other planes looking for me if I happen to be delayed.
We'll deal with them later. I even start a trading agency here, if you like. I have no objection. The first thing we shall want is to get our planes in the air again.
Why? A laudable ambition. But our new order has an objection to private aeroplanes.
The impudence! I'm not talking about private aeroplanes. Our aeroplanes are public aeroplanes. This is an independent sovereign state at war. I know nothing about any old order. I'm the chief here, and I'm not taking any orders, old or new, from you.
Suppose I walked into trouble.
Yeah, you can take that as right.
Where do you come from?
I flew from our headquarters at Basra this morning. We have some hundreds of new type planes, and we're building more, fast. The factories are working again. We're gradually restoring order and trade in the whole Mediterranean area. We're scouting this region now to see how things are.
You found out. This is an independent sovereign state.
Yes, we must talk about that.
We don't discuss it.
We don't approve of independent sovereign states.
You don't approve?
We mean to stop them.
That's war.
If you will.
Well, I think we know how we stand. Burton, take this man. If he gives you any trouble, club him.
Now, they then come, and because they've grabbed him, this is a sovereign country, and they come and bomb them with knockout gas. Now, you see this in other films that have now come out, where they're throwing it in our face. Well, I'll talk about that after the break. The point is, order and trade. See, it's all order and trade, but they use trade, which they fix, to knock out their competition. It's not free market. They talk about the new order. No one can have planes. No one in the state. No, none of the people can. But this shadowy wings over the world. This global government, but it's not a government. They have all the power, and they're the Freemasons, and they're going to be running things. And then they come with non-lethal weapons and make you submit. And then he wrote nonfiction books about force-drugging the public to submit. And he said that there's going to be a lot of wonderful and beautiful, I ought to get his quote, it's in my book, a lot of wonderful and beautiful, valiant people that fight world order, but that we're just going to have to die. H.G. Wells wrote that in his book, The New World Order. This guy talks about how he's going to kill us all if we don't break up our families and submit.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Take the film that came out a year or so ago, Serenity, showing how smart the writers of that piece are, obviously anti-New World Order. They discover that the government, the galactic government, of a bunch of control freaks claiming they're trying to create a wonderful utopia with all these social workers micromanaging you. They kill you if you don't submit immediately, but it's all for the greater good. They find out there's a planet where they, which Serenity is the name of the planet that's off the charts because they killed everybody on it with this Prozac gas. And they even give the name of the molecule that is Prozac in the film, that they had this plan to make it a utopia, and it actually killed everybody, or 90-something percent, and created the Reavers, a bunch of psychopaths that did survive. Well, in reality, that's what they're doing. 15% of the public on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, 10% of the kids on amphetamine-type drugs that burn out their brains. Aldous Huxley's, whose brother ran the entire UN department on eugenics, openly said that they were going to legitimize eugenics, even though Hitler had given it a bad name, said they would force drug the public. And they just passed New Freedom Initiative a year and a half ago for forced psychological testing and drugging. The drug companies say they'll now go from 15% on drugs to half. They're talking about making you take these. The fluoride does it in the water. I mean, major hundreds and hundreds of university studies I've read, there's no debating it. Again, Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II admit Hitler used it in his labor camps, his forced labor camps. And so H.G. Wells and a few others came up with these ideas, wrote nonfiction books titled The New World Order and others, saying they were going to do this. Then they made fiction movies like Things to Come in 1937, where they go in and dominate and take everybody over with their advanced technologies. And then after that, there's a utopia, and they set up their world government, and we go to the stars. You know, it's like looking at 500 years of human development. And after the Second World War, they form their world government, and they fix the planet. Well, what did the UN say? When it failed the League of Nations at the end of World War I, they said, we'll now call it the United Nations. It was John D. Rockefeller involved in the founding of the League of Nations. They've had it on C-SPAN where David Rockefeller goes to the UN and gets awards. And I've got it on video from just a few years ago. What was it, in 2000? Where they give him an award at the UN Business Council. Well, your grandfather helped found what became the UN, and you've been the greatest friend of the UN. And Prince Charles and his father, Prince Philip, all push it, and they're doing it. And they've got all these well-meaning saps, like they did in, you know, the French Revolution in the 1700s, and like they did in other places. They get the general public, we're revolutionaries for freedom, we're going to take down the rich, we're going to bring liberty. But what they bring is total tyranny, except in one case, the U.S., where for over 100 years, they helped foment the revolution, but it got away from them, and the framers got away from them and turned against them and did do more good than others. And one nation with 4% of the population ended up with half the wealth of the world because there was liberty. And where there is liberty, there is plenty. And there is freedom. So that's what happened. And it was because America was predominantly a Christian nation, and those morals and those ideals created a tree with a lot of fruit. And so they've come back in, they've taken over since 1913, they've turned us as an engine against the world to do their dirty work, to take down nation after nation, then the U.S. gets demonized globally and gets the blame. The U.N. says we've got to come in with a liberal world government to counter the evil right-wing U.S. Anglo-American British version of it. And then, of course, I told you this 10 years ago because I read mainstream documents, which were available, and later even the Australian papers picked it up, saying world government, which way? The liberal-loving one or the evil right-wing one? See, now they don't deny there's a world government. They say, well, we need the loving people to get control of it. It's a false choice. They're not saying you can or can't have world government. They're saying, don't worry, there's now a world government, but there's a struggle now between who will control it. Oh, it's controlled, just like both political parties are controlled. And they create a Royal Institute of International Affairs, a Council on Foreign Relations. Every European or Western government, the U.S. Canadian government, has these councils with the heads of the banking, the heads of media, the heads of academia, the heads of science, all the key heads, the key lawyers, all the heads of the major guilds, the head of the National Association of Governors, National Association of Lawyers, you know, they're all members. There's 4,200 and something in the U.S., over 100 members in Canada, several hundred members in England, in the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and they manage and guide it, and they tell them in these meetings, their minutes are public now, a lot of them have been brought forward, we're going to set up world government to love the people, for global hunger, to help. Meanwhile, they're putting sterilization pathogens and chemicals in the vaccines. They're involved in genetic engineering. All of it They're waging war against us. But they have this sick excuse that it's all for the people, and they're doing a great job, and they're bringing this utopia. And look what they brought us. War and destruction. 200 million dead last century. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
So basically, we have 4,000-year-old universities, which are intelligence agencies, whose symbol is the all-seeing eye of the pyramid, dominating a mass of slaves beneath them, that sell the outer court members who serve them that they're building a grand utopia. They speak to people's personal power trips, their control freak natures. And they openly, in the major textbooks for social workers, say the family's a disease, it's a threat to the state, their plan is to break up the family, as I said, one-child policies, forced drugging, every move, every purchase you make under surveillance, it's basically already here. A nightmare world is what they built. And if you read in Council on Foreign Relations, bi-monthly report, Foreign Affairs, they openly say the House of World Order will be built on blood. They openly say, H.G. Wells said they're going to have to kill a lot of valiant, beautiful people. He uses that term. He knows, you know, a lot of valiant revolutionaries who will find out what they're building and fight against them. And it's just this arrogant, elitist attitude of, fine, you will die. And you look at what these people have built, it's horrible. But it's a sick religion of total control. It is a disgusting religion of dehumanization. And I am begging all of you out there to research the New World Order. I'm begging all of you out there to find out what these individuals are doing. I'm begging you to go online and for free, it's all over the web, read just one of H.G. Wells, he wrote 20-something nonfiction books, read the New World Order. Then go read the encyclopedia about him, how he was an advisor to the government, an advisor to the Queen, how they took many of his futuristic ideas and literally wedded them into, I mean, that's why you read Brave New World, which Huxley points towards his brother, again, who worked for the UN, and he points towards H.G. Wells. But near his death in 62, he went public and said, it's horrible, it's bad, and it's wrong, and this is all real, and they plan to put electronics in your brains, they plan to force drug you. And see, that sounded crazy in 62. It sounded crazy in 33 when he wrote it in A Brave New World. What does Hillary Clinton say her two favorite books are? A Brave New World and 1984. She said that in many speeches. Type it into Google. Hillary Clinton's favorite books. People say, oh, that's because she wants to fight that. No, that's what she wants. You know, universal health care sounds good, but they're going to use that for control. It sounds good to have animal IDs and track all the farms, but it's meant to shut down independent farms. They're there to shut down anything independent, anything strong, anything that is outside their monopoly of power. They are monopoly men. They have a monopoly of the banking system and the issuance of credit and currencies. They have now a monopoly through their World Council of Churches. Over 90% of the churches are having their curricula, having their ideology, having everything they push and sell packaged by these people. They control now, what is it, five companies own over 90% of the media. And so they're threatened now by the alternative media. They thought they'd use the Internet as the worldwide wiretap instead of a worldwide system to overturn them. They're now panicking to regulate and restrict and shut that down. The battle is joined, and we're giving them a bigger run for their money. They're 6 years behind in forming their New World Order. They admit that. They're having a lot of problems. They're also having a lot of successes. So they constantly tell you, you can't fight City Hall. You can't fight the globalist. There's nothing you can do. You can't resist us. Resistance is futile. Like they're the Borg. And I'm here to tell you resistance is not futile. A small group of them took over. A small group of us, and we are the majority, by the way, but a small group taking action can overturn them and try to get our republic back and our Bill of Rights and Constitution and decentralize power and stop the new emperors of the earth. Because look at the works of these people. They're all evil. They're all corrupt. They're extremely disgusting and destructive. They're threatened. You know, they claim they're for the free human spirit and ideas and science and development. Everything they do is about destroying development, destroying ideas, destroying independence, destroying creativity, destroying any free groups that are operating in solidarity, who are collaborating. They are there for a monopoly of the mind, a monopoly of the soul. This is a tyranny unlike anything we've ever seen. They traffic in the souls of men. And they brag about it. And they're ultra corrupt. Power corrupts. You know, Lord Acton actually, people always say power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton's actual quote was, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is what we face. So I want the police, the military, everybody out there listening to me today, everybody, bureaucrats who serve this system, you've all been told the good reasons for what you do. You've all been told you're part of something good. But you really think about what's happening. You know the government and corporations are out of control. You know society's unraveling. You know we're being lied to on a daily basis. You know a lot of bad things are happening. You know Ritalin and Prozac-type drugs are screwing people up. You know it's predatory. You know it's about raising capital. You know it's about controlling. And you know it's wrong. So decide which side you're on. Decide who you stand with. Decide what you're going to do. And you know, Hollywood and the media has this image of you've got to save the world by yourselves. You've got to overturn things overnight. You've got to do it all yourself. And that's not how it works. It's everybody waking a few people up, everybody starting a website, calling into talk radio. You know, you might make a film like Loose Change Second Edition that 40-something plus million people download on the web. You might make films like I've made that tens of millions have downloaded on the web conservatively. But so what if you're not that successful? I never started this, never thought I'd be that successful. I just thought I'd do an Access TV show locally. Never intended to have a radio show. Never intended to have websites with 5 million plus readers a week. Never intended to have as big effect as I had. But I know many of you out there are more articulate and will be greater leaders than I ever was. I'm calling for you to get involved. Many hands make light work. So please, join me in this fight against the New World Order. Join me in this fight against this worldwide tyranny. Stand up for the dynamic human spirit. Stand up for decency. Stand up for all the innocent, meek, weak people that are out there who are being abused by this system. I'm so sick of seeing weak individuals being terrorized, the horror, the control they're under. I'm so tired of seeing this predatory system feed on individuals and societies. I'm so sad about the millions that the globalists have killed, over 3 million in the last 16 years in Iraq, 654,000 according to Lancet in the last 3.5 years. I don't want that in my name, and I want that to stop, and I know you want the same thing. So please join me, join humanity in this fight against tyranny, please. Now, in part two of this, I will break down more of what the actual nuts and bolts are of the control grid, how they nexus together, how they're working, and what the world will be like if they win, and how I believe we can defeat them. So be sure and stay tuned on the web and on this radio show and the local television show where I'm going to air this for part two of Overthrowing the New World Order. That's the title of this broadcast. Thank you for joining us. All right, now let's shift gears to Dylan Avery and then try to jam a few of your calls in. Dylan Avery was listening to the show, and he heard me talking about better get second edition now because I think it's one of the greatest 9/11 films out there. Maybe one of the great truth films, period. And it is not going to be available on DVD anymore when the final edition comes out here in a while. And so I hope you'll go to Infowars.com. I haven't really plugged yet. Plugged in the first hour. I hope you will get the DVD from us and support them and support us and make copies from the high-quality digital DVD. And I hope that you'll also get Terror Storm and American Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com. But let's go ahead and go to Dylan Avery. Dylan, you've got an exciting report for people on where Loose Change Final Edition is right now.
Yeah, I do. First of all, though, I hate to correct you on a couple things, but I have to. One, I don't really know what our plans are for the second edition, but I plan on, you know, keeping it in circulation. I don't want to cut off you and the other people who have gotten us where we
are.
Oh,
good. I didn't know that. Right. I thought earlier that that was going to be gone, like the first edition, and then...
Oh, no. I mean, well, yeah, the difference between the first and the second is obviously because, you know, the first just isn't as good as the second one. But, I mean, the second edition, a lot of people are still going to want it. People are still going to want to watch it, and, I mean, it would just be wrong for us
good.
To cut people off.
Well, I'm encouraging people to get it then.
Yeah, that's great, man. And the other thing is we don't have a multi-million-dollar budget.
Well, you know, I saw that in the newspaper.
Yeah, well,
I haven't talked to you a few weeks. I've been out of town. Well, I know the deal you guys are doing is big, though.
Yeah, it's definitely big, but we don't have a $20 million budget per se. What we have is we have a potential print and advertising budget of $20 million. And again, that was just a number that was thrown out, and the journalists ran with it.
And then the number I heard from other sources behind the scenes was $2 million.
It's probably going to be closer to one, and I mean, that's just because clearing footage and music rights, and we've got some really insane 3D work being done over in Germany. But other than that, things are going great. We're finalizing the script. We're working with a bunch of luminaries within the movement that I think might surprise people. It's coming along good, man. It's coming along really good.
Tell folks how Final Edition is going to be different from the first edition.
Monumental. It's going to be monumentally different. I mean, we're literally almost triple checking every sentence, you know, making sure every word counts. We're really trying to stick to, you know, the absolute facts about 9/11. And what we hope is that people come out and it's really undeniable. I mean, whether or not you agree it was an inside job, you still have to agree that there's something fishy with the official story. I mean, we're bringing up all the hard stuff. You know, we're bringing up Mineta, ISI. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I think people are really going to be impressed with what we come up with.
Now, what's the section you're going to have where it's showing the controlled mainstream media? You're even going to use the Michael Moore piece from Martial Law where I confront Moore. I mean, tell us about some of the other facets.
Well, I can't give too much away, but I can tell you that right now we're planning on having a closing montage with a bunch of faces, both people from the movement and 9/11 family members, just a whole wide range of people, basically both with our experiences with the mainstream media and naturally other people's experiences with the mainstream media in regards to this information. You know, the way the American media marginalized the numbers of the silent march, you know, the way they said it was a handful of people as opposed to the thousands that were actually present. We really want to mention everything. We want to mention what happened before 9/11, what happened on 9/11, and we want to close with the response to the truth movement and show people how we've been treated and how we've been demonized.
I just can't wait. What's the time frame? I've made films. I know it's hard. I've been working now for 7 months on the film that I'm going to probably have done in 6 months if I beat my brains out here working 18 hours a day on the total New World Order plan. But what's the ballpark estimate on when we're going to see this in theaters nationwide?
Well, I can't give an estimate on that. If I had to guess, I would like for the film to be done by March because the rough deadline for Cannes Festival, I believe, is March. But right now we're trying to take our time, but at the same time we would like it to be done as soon as possible. So right now I'm kind of pushing myself and everyone else that we can hopefully have some kind of a rough cut done by March and hopefully have it in theaters in the next following months. The only problem is I don't want to compete with Spider-Man 3.
I don't think that's going to matter. There's going to be a huge grassroots surge.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. Nobody wants to go up against Spider-Man 3.
Oh, my. With great power comes great responsibility, Dylan.
Yeah, you're telling me. How about you, Alex? How are you doing? Enough about me.
I'm doing all right. I am, got back Saturday, and I've already done my other radio show on Sunday, and I worked on the film last night. And I'm going to do 8 hours of broadcast a day, 2 more hours of TV, 2 hours of rinse and another show. So I've got my work cut out for me.
Yeah,
I'm not bragging when I say I work that hard. It's just insane. But I can't turn down opportunities to fight the globalists. You only live once. And I'm just really excited about the film I'm making. This thing is just going to, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, where are you going with this next one, Alex, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, it's, you know.
Because I know you had a couple projects in mind.
Yeah. Basically, you know, how I make a film, how I've made the last two, you know, before it was literally on a 3/4-inch deck by myself, voicing it with a Mr. microphone, and, you know, they're still pretty good films. The first seven, though, were shoestring, just me. And then with Martial Law, Order of Death, and Terror Storm, you know, I brought in professional symphony, paid a lot of money, you know how it is, professional graphics people, and I've got an even bigger team on it. But basically, I have to put the raw film together and the pieces I want. We're bringing in another voice person. I've got to write the, you know, once I have it all laid out and I know what footage I'm using, I already know the basic voiceover, but I've got to then write it all. So I used to just freewheel and have what I was going to say and just say it. I've got to write that. That's in process right now. And I've got to decide with the incredible amount of footage I already have. I'm doing 2 more interviews and a man on the street. But I'm bringing in 2 more experts about world population reduction. Basically, the film is about the Bilderberg Group meeting last year, but that's only going to be about 30% of it. You know, here's the elite. They're real. Here they are. Here's the history of the globalist. Here's what their plan is. Here's what the New World Order is.
So kind of like how you deal with the RNC and martial law.
Yeah, but I'm going to start the film just going into here's the globalist, here's their history, here's how they operate, and here's what their plan is. Now we're going to, and then I'm going to look at like 3 different areas of it. I'm going to look at the North American Union, how it ties into the other unions, how they're going to use roads to wall off and shut down areas and track and trace and tax everybody. And we're also going to look at some other facets of global government, how it's going to affect people, and the whole eugenics angle, and then basically just show how the public is pretty much unaware of this and the type of society they're building. So basically it's the master plan, and that's the problem is I've got too much. And this time I shot it all in high definition. I went up in airplanes to shoot video of the Trans-Texas Corridor routes, the superhighway they're already building, and it's just nuts. I mean, no exaggeration, we've probably shot 300 hours of footage, and we're just trying to boil, and I've got to make the decision, so I've had to watch 300 hours a couple times.
Yeah, I hear you.
So you know how it is.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Dylan, try doing radio 8 hours a day and see how you
do. Man, I couldn't. But hey, you brought up radio. I'm going to have to self-promote and plug it. Latin and Words Radio Saturday night.
Oh, I meant to do that. Yeah, tell folks about that.
Well, Burma's just moved over from RBN Network, which, you know, graciously gave Burma's to start in radio, and he just recently moved over to GCN. So me and him are now doing the radio, 10 in the morning Eastern, Saturday mornings.
Well, that's fabulous, and we've got False Flag News coming over to Genesis and a bunch of other folks just from all over radio land joining up on the team. They're opening up a whole other bird to be super hardcore patriot, and of course the rest of it's truth and patriot, but we're trying to really move into exclusively being the well, this show, obviously, it's quite a task. It's bigger than all the networks together. What a task, folks. But I'm here trying to get everybody else on board because I want to build up the best people out there in this fight. We're all together. I mean, it was like, when I was out of town, I said, get Ron Paul on with this presidential announcement. We talked to his office when I was leaving town Friday, and folks were like, don't you want to interview him when you get back? Don't you want that? And I said, of course not. I want him on the air, period. We're in this together. And that's what I like about you guys, is that we're all supporting each other. We're all promoting each other. There's safety in numbers. And I've got something big on that whole front in the future that's very important. We can all shield each other by standing up, by being bold. This Ed Brown up in New Hampshire, we got to support him. He's saying, go ahead and have another Waco. They want to come take his house for income taxes. The feds have had to back off SWAT teaming him because of that. It just shows we can win this fight, Dylan.
Yeah, I agree, Alex. I think we are winning day to day. It's just a matter of sticking with it.
Well, give the website out for folks that want to check up on updates on Loose Change Final Cut.
Well, you can go to loosechange911.com. We got a blog. We got a forum. Pretty active on both. Basically, stay tuned. I think 2007 is going to be a good year for all of us.
It is. We're going to expose false flag terror so they can't continue to carry it out and enslave us using the fear. Dylan Avery, good to hear from you.
Likewise, Alex. Good being on the show.
Final segment, jamming a few calls. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to protect us all and move us forward against this enemy. And remember who to trust in. I'll take some final calls from Larry, Susan, and Shirley. I just hope you'll remember to support us by getting our documentary films and the other videos and books we carry about other great authors. Then you don't just support us, you support them. And you can get the word out, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, or toll-free 888-253-3139. Keep that music rolling. Huh? Let's take some calls. Larry in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I thought there's some information you should know that it's quite a conversation around town here in Deming and Lordsburg, New Mexico. Last Friday, the 19th, the police department found some semi that one of the axles collapsed on it and it caused an accident. Anyway, they opened it up and all the police radios went to scramblers and everything else. There's a couple of people who say they saw it, and it was an entire semi loaded full of Chinese ordnance weapons.
Well, I'd like to confirm that, but this isn't the first time. We know that in 1996, a huge truck full of Laz rockets, Chinese RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, plastic explosives, and another truck full of 3,000 AK-47s full auto to be sold on the black market or for pre-positioning. We know there's 6,000 communist Chinese military front companies. Any major company there is Chinese government run. But they're not worried about that. They're worried about having checkpoints and treating us like slaves. Just like there's 5,000 Iraqi Republican Guard brought here by our government, trained by the CIA, ready to blow up every city if the government gives the order. It'll all be blamed, of course, on Al-Qaeda. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you holding to tell us that, Larry. Susan in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, I want to say something else about China. The latest Nexus magazine reports that our spy satellites have been hit several times in recent years by lasers by China.
They have been actually particle beam attack.
Yes.
That's
pretty
mainstream.
The New York Times has been playing this down with saying they, you know, just reporting that they exploded their weather satellite and then calling this crude kinetic weapons like they don't have something better. And my prediction is that if we attack Iran, China will be who will retaliate against us.
Which is what the New World Order wants, to bring us into World War III. Out of the ashes will rise the final world government.
It's all lining up.
Yeah, but don't worry. The cops will run some checkpoints and kick down some doors and force kids to take Ritalin and drink fluoride. That's what's important. Thanks for the call. Okay, police, go ahead and serve the New World Order. See what happens to your pension fund. You work for evil. Let's go ahead and talk to a final caller. Who is the final caller? Shirley, where are you calling us from?
State of Washington, Alex.
Welcome.
Had a couple of literary aids about the hundreds of years of the ancient Egyptian Kabbalah. One would be John Coleman's Conspirators Hierarchy Committee of 300. In the hardbound book.
Which put out public reports about reducing population to 450 mil. Again, public group, public plan to kill us.
In the back of the book, there is the hierarchy of the secret societies. It's not in the paperback. It's only in the hardbound. There are visual aids in the back that show you the various levels of the hierarchy.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, too. I've interviewed the doctor many times over the years until his health began to fail. And you see how he's doing. Out of time. Thank you for the call. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. We restream the show at when it ends, all 3 hours over and over again at InfoWars.com. You can also subscribe for free at InfoWars.com to our podcast and have it delivered daily to your MP3 or iPod device. Be sure and spread the word on that. It's a very exciting function we've had up for a few months. Tens of thousands now using it a day. All right. You know the truth. You know the score. You are the warriors on the front line. You control the destiny. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Our terror...